Praise God. We welcome you to the Master's Call on this Monday, Miracles in My Mouth Monday. Praise God. I welcome you to the Master's Call. My name is Benita. I'm in New Jersey. And I will now turn the call over to our host. Can you hear me?
I can, Benita. It's Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Amen. Love you,
Amen.
Sis.
I love you more. Thank you. Thank you so much for spiritually seating us and greeting us here on the Master's Call, this Miracle in Your Mouth Monday. So each one of us on this line this morning, there is a miracle in your mouth, and all you need to do is open up your mouth and say it. Let it be said out loud. Don't just think it, but say it and pronounce it to the universe, pronounce it to the world, whatever it is, call it out in the name of Jesus that maybe, you know, all my bills are going to be met. Say that out loud. Don't say it in your head. Don't think it. I am healed. Why? Because Jesus said that you are. The miracles are in your mouth. So we welcome each and every single one of you. Hope that you had a super fantastic weekend. Hope that you are ready to make some things happen this week. Today is the 11th day of June, and there's great things that are happening. We celebrate all the graduates. We celebrate each and every single one of you who are on the line this morning. It is my privilege and pleasure to just welcome each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon to the Master's Call. The Master's Call happens every Monday through Friday at this divine hour, and we thank each and every single one of you who have tapped in today. Go ahead and send a text message. Go ahead and put a post on your Facebook page to invite somebody to join you on the Master's Call. If you are visiting the Master's Call for the first time, we welcome you to this call. And we pray, as our mission statement is, that your lives have been empowered, enriched, and enhanced as you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ and you are ready to begin your day. If you have missed any of the calls on this line, we invite you to use our website. Go to our website, which is available 24 hours, 7 days a week, and that is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And all of our messages since October the 25th, 2010 to the present day are all archived on our website. If you are interested in being a prayer intercessor, if you're interested in being a speaker on this line, there's something in your belly that you want to speak to one of the leaders on this line about, then I invite you to use our email address, and we will definitely respond to you. Our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Once again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And if you utilize that email address, we will definitely respond to you. The scripture reference that this call stands on can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." See, every day here on the Master's Call, we open up in prayer and we end in prayer. The Bible says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you." So when you put the Lord first in your life, then everything else basically falls in line. It's that alignment that we have with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, the vehicle that brought us all together here on the Master's Call is a phenomenal Christian-based health and wellness company called Artists International. If you are an Artists International distributor on the line this morning, I tell you to check your back office. Remember, the buy two, get one free promotion is still going on today and tomorrow. Go ahead and check your back office, because everything is not accessible to buy two and get one free, but there are a ton of things that are. And I say go ahead and plug in and tap in and make sure you have the products that you need in order, number one, for you to be a product of the product, and number two, so that you will have some products to share with others. If you're not an artist distributor on the line this morning, then get back with the person who invited you, and they will be more than glad to share with you what Artist International is all about. At this time, we're going to go ahead and open up this call in prayer. So I'm going to ask one of my prayer sisters to come to the line this morning and open us up in prayer, and I believe that is Minister Robin. Minister Robin, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I can, loud and clear.
Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of your dear son, Jesus. And myself and the TMC family, we say good morning to the great I am. We thank you because your kingdom has come and your will be done on this call, Lord. We say that your kingdom is being established through the preaching, teaching, and healing of your word. And we, your people, are seeking your righteousness, Lord God. Lord, break in pieces anything that the enemy tries to do today on this call. He cannot stop it. His scheme is canceled and inoperative in the name of Jesus. The people of God will hear the word, and they will go forward and proclaim it after the call. I thank you for the founders of this call and of Artists International. Cause them to remain close to you, Lord. They're strengthened in their inner man by your Holy Spirit and the presence of God because they are one with your son, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the speaker, Pastor Vanessa. She is baptized with the fire of the Holy Ghost because you are the God that answers by fire. Let the word that she speaks today, Lord God, be caught by every person under the sound of my voice. Not just heard, but catch it. Let it become a rhema word in their spirit in the name of Jesus. I thank you that her hands are saturated, Father, with the fire of God. Her feet, her mouth, her tongue, Lord God. Everything that she does is filled with your anointing, Lord, as she continues to impart the word to your people because she is faithful to you. So therefore, you, Lord God, are faithful to her. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Robin, for opening us up in prayer. If you have not already done so, go ahead and grab your notebook and your Bible and your pencils, because it is time for the word from the Lord this morning. Our speaker today, of course, is no stranger to the TMC call. She is a founder here on the TMC call, and we thank God for her. She is Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. She hails from Dallas, Texas, but she is in Prairie View, Texas, so affectionately caring for her parents. And I'm telling you, she is a kingdom builder, a history maker, and she is on the move for the Lord. We call her here our Mother Eagle, so let me go ahead and break up that Mother Eagle this morning. M, Molder. O, Open. T, Teacher. H, Heart for God. E, Enhances our lives. R, She's real. E, She enriches us. A, She's anointed and appointed. G, She's gifted. L, She's loving. And E, She empowers us daily. So at this time, our Mother Eagle, none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, can you please come to the line at this time?
Yes, I can. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you for that acronym. Enjoyed that and appreciate it. We just praise God for each and every one of you on the line today. We are just excited about the miracle in our mouths, which is the word of God on our lives this Monday and each and every day. I just praise God for all the exciting things he's doing through the Master's call. We are humbled and honored each and every morning when I look on this board and just see so many new people. Truly, we've been praying for folks to call in from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and God has truly, sincerely been answering our prayers because it's all about us being ministers in the marketplace, but utmost being his servant by ministering his word each and every weekday morning. So thank you for being a part of what God is doing. I'm excited about the continuation of the series that God has put in my spirit. As Evangelist Tiffany mentioned, we've been talking a lot about Transform 90 in alignment with our national campaign with artists of Transform 90 with awesome products, people experiencing awesome results physically and getting excited emotionally, getting that old school day figure back and just feeling good. And we've capped that off by talking about the spiritual transformation that's going on. And we've been talking about how since this is a season of Pentecost, we're experiencing now the Pentecost season where our text-based scriptures have come out of Acts 2, verses 2 through 4. And our title of our series is It's a New Season, Transform 90 by Holy Ghost Fire. That's the Jehovah Makedesh, spelled M apostrophe, capital K-A-D-D-S-H, which means the sanctifying fire. You know, when you crank the fire up on a pot, all the dross, all the impurities, all the stuff, it rises to the top so you can scrape it off. Well, picture that spiritually during these 90 days or weeks. Started back on June 3rd, that we are allowing the Holy Ghost fire to burn out of us, burn in us, only those things that are of God, meaning those habits and hobbies that are not of God. Let that rise to the top, and we'll choose to discard that. Those branding, you know, we talk a lot about branding our product, branding our name. Well, branding the Holy Ghost in the hearts and minds is we're the minister in the marketplace. We want that branded spirit, the character of Christ, the fruit of God in us. And we're asking God to use that tool of the Holy Ghost fire from Acts 2 in the second and first verse. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a mighty wind coming, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them parted tongues as it were a fire, and it set upon every one of them. Boy, when the fire sits on you, yeah, you get uncomfortable when we say, oh, you put the fire under them, how they got going, got about receiving. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak with divers tongues according as the Holy Ghost gave them to speak. We've been talking about our 90-day trip. Yeah, the T-R-I-P, and God downloaded it to my little creative spirit that we are on a 90-day trip. The T is the what are we doing? We're going through our transformation. Well, where is our transformation happening? That's the R of our trip, through the restoration, through the rejuvenation. Some of it is through the replacing. And how are we on our trip going to make this journey? With strategic eye information. God's going to empower us with the knowledge, but mostly with good understanding. And when is this happening? Right now. We're completing in the process of our season of the P, the preparation. We're on a trip. Yeah, when people say, yeah, you're a trip. No, we're on a Holy Ghost trip to empower us to come forth at the end of this process, at the end of this journey, as pure gold. And we ask everybody to go through these five principles with us. And the first thing we asked everybody to do was to write down seven desires. I was reminding our congregation yesterday, put down in writing. Make the contract. Don't just keep it ethereal. Oh, it's in my head. You know, stuff comes and goes in our head. Let's put it on paper. Write the vision down, the Habakkuk 2. Pray and put before God the seven desires of your heart. And as we Psalms 37:4, yeah, I'm going to put the word with it because the word works. Wrestle with the word, but make sure the word of God wins. And it says when you delight yourself, Hebrews, submit yourself unto the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart. So we ask everybody to write down seven desires of your heart through this 90-day transformation trip. we want to see God do. And with our five principles along the journey, we said first, commit, make a covenant, a contract with God. And with every desire, write down what you and I are going to do, and then put the scriptures of what we know our God is going to do. The second principle of our 90-day trip was we agreed we're going to have some focused faith, some focused faith. And our acronym for focus, we're going to be firmly on course until we're successful. Yeah, we're going to complete this, what our man says, all the way through. We're going to be a team encouraging, admonishing each other every morning to stay in the game, to stay on track, on purpose, stay focused by being faithful. The O in focus, we're going to be open to God's strategies and obey them when he shows them to us. We're going to see with our focus, stay committed, and carry ourselves with the godly character. Yeah, we're going to be unified as team players. There's no I in team on the TMC call. And then with the S, we're going to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ everywhere we go. We're going to share the good news of there are some artist products in the land that can bring help to your body and wealth as a business. And we're going to support one another by planting seeds of encouragement, those seeds of you can make it, seeds of we're going to make a change. I was watching the Extreme Makeover last night and how this woman had lost her whole 200 pounds, and I just got excited saying, now, if she could do it, God, we can do it. There's no respecter of persons. You said in Acts 10:34 that we're all the same. There's no respecter. It's the same Holy Ghost fire inside of us, and we're going to support each other to that S of focus so that we're successful. And today with our principle three, we're going to be consistent and persistent with every one of our written desires. Be consistent and persistent. See, consistent is your actions. Persistent is your mindset with every one of your written desires. See, the proof of true desire is pursuit. See, we're pursuing on this trip in our tea of transformation. We are sold out to say we're going to give these seven desires for the glory of God. And when I was an industrial engineer for years, my mentors would always drill into me, Vanessa, quitters never win, and winners never quit. And we have to remind ourselves that there's some folks dependent on our consistency. People are watching. We're the living epistle with our attitude of our persistence for us to notify our face. Take off that prune juice ministry. Smile. Notify the world it's gonna be all right. See, Dr. Miles Monroe often says the richest place in the world is the graveyard, where there's so many unfulfilled dreams, unfulfilled visions, incomplete goals lie buried there forever, so many undiscovered inventions, unpublished books, unrecorded songs and movies that the world will never enjoy and benefit from. How many uncompleted anything are you and I guilty of this morning? Let's keep it real. And let's have an altar call, and let's just be honest and repent right now for the many unfulfilled assignments that we know came from God that we still have yet to fulfill. I'll be the first at the altar to repent and say during this Transform 90, I went on and got me a little coach and got my little ego. You know, that's just edging God out, just tucked it in, packed it up so that I can be prodded to keep on being persistent to accomplish those things so that we remain consistent and persistent. Yes, yes, the devil is going to be the devil. You know, his job description in John 10, it hadn't changed. He comes as a thief, what, to kill, steal, and destroy all of our many hopes and dreams and promises that we have from God. But as Paul Harvey would say, the rest of the story is God came, the Holy Ghost fire paraclete in this dispensation, in this era of our life has come that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Why? Because this Holy Ghost fire is burning up inside of us. That's how I was walking and praying this morning. Father, crank it up, the fire of God inside of us. Give us a Holy Ghost restlessness that we cannot settle for ordinary. We cannot be complacent. Stir up a drive and a hunger in our heart that we're going to do this thing for your glory. See, during this new season, during our 90 days of transformation, let us all go back and dust off some of those dreams and resurrect some of those God-ordained goals we have yet to accomplish. Keep hope alive, as Brother Jesse would say, and get back to the focused faith to complete our anointed assignments from our Heavenly Father. He sent us the best Holy Ghost coach possible, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, and he's just waiting for us to be real team players and do our part and make it happen for us and our families and our God-ordained purposes, which will in turn create the generational blessings, the generational wealth, and health for our seed, our children's 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 children. Ah, there is great destiny in your loins. There are many lives that are just waiting for us to be transformed to greatness. They need us to do our part in these 90 days. God will do his part. Isn't that awesome? See, again, we have to be consistent and persistent with every one of our written desires. So for some of y'all, go repent because you've been listening to this series and written one goal yet. Go be the writer today and commit it to paper. For some of us, we haven't had focused faith, prayed over them, spoke them out loud, notified all of heaven and all of hell, I'm on a mission, and it is quite possible for me to achieve it. And in that principle four, we want to create an environment of success all around us. We want to watch the motivational tapes and feed ourselves a diet of success. Meditate, Joshua 1:8. Eat the word, speak the scriptures, commit them to paper. And you got to do this daily. We're going to stay in God's gym of faith. We're not going to take a sabbatical on these 90 days. The Holy Ghost fire will burn out that, that ugly P word, you know, procrastination out of all of us. We're going to keep our seven requests in front of us daily and confess victory with each and every one of them, well before visualization, well and long before dream board. The word of God spoke in Romans, Paul penned by the Holy Spirit, even reminding us of Abraham to call those things that be not as though it were. And that fifth principle we talked about was we're going to keep giving God all the glory. Well, the key of this trip, the T is the transformation. And what does transformation really mean? Transformation really simply means change. Yeah, I know for some of y'all that's a cuss word. I got to change? I ain't that bad. We're not going to take a roll call, but all of us, there's areas in our lives where we must change. And as we go through the transformation, let God do the metamorphosis in us like that caterpillar in the cocoon. Yeah, we're going to struggle sometimes. It's going to feel very uncomfortable when he moves us some places, when he takes some things away, when we reach for the phone to get that backup. For some of us, it's that sugar daddy. He's going to purge all the sugar out of that situation and going to teach you true trust. Make us walk firm and fully establish in our faith and get those faith muscles going that I'm going to trust the word and let the word work in my life. I'm going to keep my eyes, as Psalm says in 122, focused on the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord in this new season, in our Transform 90. We're doing the spiritual house cleaning by the Holy Ghost fire. Yes, sometimes it may seem hard. Sometimes we may feel lonely, but stay on the potter's wheel. Stay through this transformation. Allow God to do the change in us, the change that needs to come through us, the change that purifies and sanctifies us. Our next time on our trip, we're going to talk about the arm, the restoration, the rejuvenation. Some of it is the replacing so that we accomplish our goals, fulfilling our dreams, and reaching our destiny on this Transform 90. I speak a stirring in your spirit this morning that you're reminded of some of those dreams that you dusted off. You're reminded of some of those promises you're going to place back in front of you and keep that hope alive and watch God in our lives in this season show up and show out for his glory, but at most for our good. In Jesus' name, back to you, Minister Evangelist Tiffany.
Okay. Praise God. Powerful word, Pastor Vanessa.
Hello? Can you hear me, Robin?
Thank you, Mr. Robin.
Amen, amen. To God be the glory. If you've missed any part of this powerful, phenomenal word, this series that Dr. Vanessa has been speaking to us on, please use the replay number 712-432-1085 and the same pin code that you dialed into. Remember, she said that this transformation began on June the 3rd, and so it's still not too late for you to get connected and also write down your seven desires from your heart. At this time, will Minister Tammy come to the line and close us out in prayer? Are you there?
Minister Tiffany, can you hear me?
I can, loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
Good morning. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Father God, we just come before your throne this morning, your throne of grace, oh, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that the veil was rent from top to bottom and that we can come before you, Lord God, with our prayer requests, Lord God, believing and receiving, oh, Father God, the prayers, Lord God, the answers that we need, oh, Father God, for the changes, Lord God, in our life. We thank you and we magnify your holy name. Father God, let your Holy Ghost fire burn out of us all that is not of you. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask that the name of the Lord be exalted over every unholy thing, oh, Father God. Remove it from us now. Father, we ask you to create in us a mind, a Christ-like mind. Give us the courage, Lord, to share your testimonies before kings without fear. We thank you that you did not give us a spirit of fear this morning, but of power and discipline and a sound mind. Lord God, shore up in us our consistency in obtaining and pursuing our spiritual transformation for your glory. Father God, stir the fire in us, the gifts that you have impregnated us since we were created. Father God, we stand in belief right now as we ask and pray and lift up our prayer requests before you on this morning. God, we speak that the miracles are in our mouth this morning. We lift up to you, Lord God, Joni, our sister in Tampa, for her Social Security disability payments. Father God, you said that you shall supply all of her needs according to your riches and glory through and by Christ Jesus. And Father, we believe you for that right now. Lord God, we thank you that every court date, oh Father God, every court date for every TMC caller, Lord God, shall receive the favor of God. We speak, Lord God, that you hold the heart of kings in your hand. And Lord, you can turn them in your direction, oh Father God. So we speak victory right now in the name of Jesus. For her daughter Risha, Lord God, we thank you, God, for removing from her life all those and anyone who is unassigned by you, Father God. You be the light of her path, oh Father God. And we thank you and declare and decree that this is done in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh Father God, for the word that we have received on this day. Lord God, we declare that it falls on good ground. Not only will we be hearers of the word, God, but we'll be doers of the word. We receive it in our hearts, oh, Father God, and we accept our challenge to be the ministers in our marketplace. Now, Lord, we thank you for the minister who came before us, Dr. Vanessa. We thank you, Lord, for impregnating her with bold gifts, oh, Father God, with your holy boldness to teach us your word and your ways. Now, Father, we ask you to pour back into her, oh, Father God. Lift her up and continue to give her fresh and new anointings, oh, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that everyone under the sound of my voice shall be blessed and receive this word and believe that they have received the miracles that are in their mouths. We thank you, oh, Father God, and we bring this request to you in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Minister Tammy, for closing us out in prayer. To you, Minister Robin, thank you for opening us up in prayer. To you, Sister Benita, thank you so much for greeting us this morning. And to you, Dr. Vanessa, thank you so much for that powerful series that you are ministering to us in this season. And what would this call be without each one of you who have called in today? It would not be the same. So we thank you for dialing in to the TMC call on this Miracles Are In Your Mouth Monday. And we pray that as you go out, that you would be that great minister in the marketplace, which you are. Make sure that you write down those seven desires from your that are in your heart if you have not done so. Remember, when you listen to this call, you also have to be obedient to what the Lord is telling you to do. So make it happen today for you and for your family. Be obedient to the will and the call of the Lord, and go ahead and live your life on purpose. God bless you. Goodbye for now, and we will definitely hear you on the call on tomorrow. Goodbye for now.